your host, Meryl. Welcome to episode 10 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Last time on The Story of Captain Charlotte, Charlotte met the Keymaster and began her quest to acquire a key to the mystic realm where Charlotte hopes she'll find her mother. She managed to grab King Agonaut's belt as he bathed and narrowly escaped. Now Charlotte is off to retrieve the last two items needed to get the key: the Great Death Owl spectacles and the four-armed blacksmith's hammer. Let's see what happens next after a short break. Friends, we're so glad you're enjoying season one of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Before we start production on season two, we need a little help from you to make it happen. That's why we've created a Patreon. As a Patreon member, you'll receive tons of benefits, including access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, Below Deck. With membership tiers as low as $3 a month, there's a place for everyone on our crew as we sail towards season two. To join our Patreon, just follow the link in our show notes or search The Story of Captain Charlotte on Patreon.com. We'll see you there!
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The Story of Captain Charlotte, Chapter 10, The Great Death Owl. Charlotte had just stepped through door number 2. She found herself on a rocky mountain range. In the distance, Charlotte saw a lush green meadow full of sheep. Suddenly, a loud screech pierced the air. Charlotte looked up into the sun-drenched sky. There, she saw the silhouette of an enormous flying creature. "That sounds like an owl, but owls don't hunt during the day, and I've never seen one that huge before." With her eyes adjusted to the bright daylight, Charlotte watched the owl dive toward a distant meadow.
"His tinted glasses! Those are the spectacles!
Looks like I found the Great Death Owl."
Charlotte couldn't track the owl as it vanished behind the clouds. She hiked down the mountain toward the meadow where she hoped to find some answers. From amid the cluster of gathered sheep, a small man emerged. He pulled a reluctant sheep with great effort, as he was hardly taller than the creature.
"Come on, ye ornery sod."
The man wore a tall, pointy green hat, and his long gray beard reached to his knees. Charlotte approached the man to see if he could provide any answers about the gigantic owl. He looked up at her with a distrustful glare. Though he was literally half her size, the small man didn't seem at all fearful or intimidated by Charlotte.
"Excuse me, my name's Charlotte. That creature, the one who took your sheep, was that the Great Death Owl?"
"I just call it a pain in my britches. Blasted thing swoops down every day. Sometimes several times a day, plucks one of my sheep from the field and just flies off."
"Have you tried hiding your sheep?"
"Of course I've tried hiding my sheep. Problem is, whenever I do it, the owl goes hunting in our village for its second favorite meal."
"What's that?"
"Gnomes."
"Oh."
Charlotte thought for a moment. How would she get close enough to the owl to grab its spectacles? An idea popped into her mind.
I'm on a mission to capture that owl's spectacles. If I can, it just might leave you and your sheep alone. But I'll need your help. The gnome stroked his long beard and stared at Charlotte with a quizzical look.
What do you require?
How much wool do you have stored? The gnome shepherd motioned for Charlotte to follow and led her to a small barn that was positively stuffed with fresh wool. That should be enough.
Enough for what?
Enough to turn me into a sheep. That night, Charlotte slept beneath the stars because she couldn't fit inside the shepherd's small house. While she drifted to sleep, Charlotte wondered what her crew did when she suddenly vanished inside the cabin. Cressida probably tore the place apart looking for her. Pinnock likely hobbled off the ship and searched the island. Charlotte wasn't sure what the doctor would have done, as they hadn't known each other long.
I'll be back soon. Back with a way to the Mystic Realm. Hang tight, friends.
The next morning, Charlotte rose to the sensation of a small foot kicking her leg. When she opened her eyes, she saw the tiny shepherd. He was standing beside her with a wheelbarrow full of fluffy wool and a jar of...
honey?
Seemed like a good enough way to stick the wool on.
The shepherd and Charlotte coated Charlotte's back with honey and stuck tufts of wool onto her clothes. If Charlotte crouched, she almost looked like a fluffy sheep.
That's it, that's all I got. Come. The owl could be here any moment. Some mornings it arrives with the sun. You sure you want to do this, child? That owl's definitely going to eat you.
I won't give it the chance.
The gnome led his sheep into the forest so the owl didn't have a choice of prey. Then, Charlotte took her position in the field. She only had to wait a few moments. The owl's screech sent shivers through Charlotte's spine. She took a deep breath and readied herself for a fight. Shortly after, two sharp sets of enormous claws clutched Charlotte and lifted her effortlessly. Suddenly, Charlotte was hundreds of feet in the air. She soared over the tiny gnome village, tucked away in the mountains, and was soon over the sea. Charlotte looked up and saw the owl with its dark black spectacles. She wasn't in a position to grab them. She needed to wait for the owl to land before she could reach the spectacles. The owl flew toward the large opening of a seaside mountaintop cave. Charlotte could hear the high-pitched cries of something else inside the cave. Multiple somethings. They sounded hungry.
Oh no, I'm not dinner for the Great Death Owl. I'm dinner for its babies. Judging by the size of Mama, the hatchlings are probably bigger than I am. They'll tear me to pieces.
She needed to act fast before the owl reached the cave and threw Charlotte to the hungry babies.
The belt!
Quickly, Charlotte grabbed Agonaut's belt, which was coiled up in her vest pocket, and fastened it around her waist. Charlotte's body surged with power as she grew to twice her original size. She was now almost the same size as the Mama Owl. Her muscles felt taut and stronger than she ever imagined. The owl, newly weighed down by its prey's sudden growth, instinctively dropped Charlotte. But Charlotte reached up and caught the owl's foot before she fell. The owl panicked as it struggled to stay aloft with the extra weight. It flailed its legs and pecked mercilessly at Charlotte. As the two plummeted toward the sea, Charlotte climbed the owl like a feather-covered tree. Just before impact with the water, Charlotte reached up, grabbed the spectacles, and yanked them from the owl's face. Charlotte let herself sink, far from the owl's reach. When she resurfaced, Charlotte saw the owl. It flew away in panicked, awkward zigzags, clearly pained by the brightness of daylight. Charlotte swam to some nearby rocks, easily hoisted herself from the water, and laid her enormous body in the sun to catch her breath. Her heart beat faster than ever before. As she steadied herself, Charlotte was overtaken by impossible hunger. She felt a strange desire to hunt and eat an entire wild animal, bones and all.
One of the gnome's sheep would do nicely.
No! What am I thinking? The belt! It's making me crazy!
Charlotte removed the belt and shrunk down to her original size. In one hand, she held the golden belt, and in the other, Charlotte held the great death owl's spectacles.
Two down, one to go. No time to rest. My crew's waiting for me.
Charlotte stood and turned the key marked 3. A metal door appeared around the key. Charlotte took one last look at the beautiful sunlit bay around her and stepped through the door.
Ah! 2 items down and only 1 to go.
She's already had to stalk and steal from a giant, and now she's almost been pecked to death by a giant owl. What could possibly happen next?
We release chapters 9 through 11 together, so if you want to find out what happens next, you can listen right now. The story of Captain Charlotte is written, produced, and performed by Meryl Opsahl and Mark Opsahl.
If you liked what you heard, please help us out by following our show and leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.
For updates and behind-the-scenes fun, follow us on TikTok at Story of Captain Charlotte and on Instagram at The Story of Captain Charlotte. If you'd like us to post your drawings or for media inquiries, you can email us at thestoryofcaptaincharlotte@gmail.com. And if you want more from us, check out Mark's debut novel, Lifecast, which was named one of the 100 best indie books of 2022 by Kirkus Reviews. We'll include a link in the show notes. See you next time!
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.